So democracy, as we know it, does not start, and this is crucial, it doesn't start as an ideology. There aren't people who meet in these agon in the testing grounds saying, we've got this idea, we think every mandated citizen should have the right to vote and to speak. Nobody says that. It happens completely by chance as a result of these kind of events really knocking on to one another. So democracy is not an ideology. It starts off as an accident of history. So we have this thing called democracy. The first time we actually get the word written down, interestingly, so far, it might appear in these wonderful papyri that are turning up in the Oxyrhynchus collection in Oxford. But at the moment, the earliest written version of the word that we have is in drama. Because as soon as this word idea, democracy, is released, really, into Athenian society, those in society try to work out what it is and whether this is a good idea. So you get this word democracy kind of rolled around on the tongues of playwrights, and it's almost like they're children kind of testing a sweet, trying to decide whether this is a good or a bad taste that they have, and they put it into poetry. So we hear about democracy's ruling hand, democracy the ally of the people. So in the theatre, this is where we first come across this word democracy. But what's fascinating about it, and something Akhil and I want to talk about today, is that as soon as the word idea, democracy, is out there, the Athenians conceive an almost erotic love of the possibilities of this word idea. They become slightly kind of crazed by the possibilities of democracy, which is not surprising if you think about it, because up until now, in the known world and in all oral histories and customs, it has been kings and tyrants and aristocrats and religious leaders who have ruled things. And suddenly, in Athens, you have a space where farmers and cheesemakers and perfumiers and road sweepers and generals all have the opportunity to sit or to stand next to one another in the democratic assembly and not only vote together, but as I said at the beginning, decide on what they are voting. So they are setting the agenda for society. Aristotle, 100 years later, talks about ruling and being ruled in turn. This is what democracy is. So this word idea just catches like fire in Athens. Really interestingly, the kind of pot, the sort of, I don't know, we were just talking about hay festivals, sort of the hay going public, you know, they start to, the kind of groovy thinkers in Athens, start to call their eldest sons Democrates. So they call their sons Democrates. And I was talking in Cornell about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, that wouldn't happen today, would it? Because what would we be calling our children? Kind of coalition, or, you know, I don't know what the options would be. They're rather worrying. But then a guy put up his hand and said, no, this absolutely happens, because during the Arab Spring, when the protests were taking place in Tahrir Square, one of the lead protesters had a telephone call from his wife, and his wife said, fantastic news, I'd just like to let you know, I have had a baby girl, you have a daughter. What shall we call her? What shall her name be? And the protester said, well, this is amazing, I'd love to come back, but I'm a bit busy, you know, sort of saving the world, I've got to stay in Tahrir Square, but let her name be Facebook. So somewhere in Egypt, there's a poor little girl who's called Facebook. But for him, at that moment, in that time, Facebook was changing his world, and for him, Facebook was the future. So we can suddenly see actually why these Athenians are calling their sons Democrates. So it becomes this word which, as I said, almost kind of grips Athenian citizens in a kind of manic frenzy, and they soon start to worship democracy as a goddess. So Democratia is turned into a goddess in 330 BC. We know we have this stele, rather beautiful. You can only see it in the Athenian Agora if you go there today. There is Democratia, the goddess, crowning Ho Demos, the people.